The Philippines is suffering what's been called the world's strongest storm this year, a super typhoon which struck early this morning. Alistair Wanklin reports.
High winds lashed buildings and waves 5 meters high slammed onto the Philippines' eastern coast. Hundreds of thousands of people fled their homes. Some using motorbikes or whatever transport they could. Power lines were down and there were fears of landslides amid heavy rain. Many residents sought shelter in public buildings such as this sports hall, where families claimed floor space and prepared to wait out the storm. There was a near nationwide shutdown in force. The Philippine State News Agency said many schools were closed and public offices stayed shut, including courthouses in the region around Manila, and officials also postponed a nationwide civil service exam this weekend. The Philippines government said dozens of Air Force planes and naval ships were on standby to help relief work, adding that about 90,000 packs of food had been placed in stores along the typhoon's path. The Philippines president urged emergency workers to try to ensure there were no casualties. 2 years ago, a similar typhoon left 1,200 people dead. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin reporting.